WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's been 10 years since Robbie Coltrane portrayed his signature TV character, crime psychologist Edward Fitzgerald, in the British series Cracker. But tonight, Coltrane and Cracker return in a new BBC America telemovie with an approach and a plot that are very pointedly post-9/11. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
If you've never seen Robbie Coltrane in Cracker, you've really missed something. His character, Dr. Edward Fitzgerald, goes by the friendly nickname of Fitz, but that's where the cuddly stuff stops. Back in 1993, when the Cracker series first was imported by PBS, Fitz was startlingly abrasive. For a police psychologist, he didn't care too much about other people's feelings. He was rude to his bosses and most of his colleagues, and treated his wife the same way. About the only people who got empathy from Fitz were his prime suspects. He understood them. And in his extended conversations with them in the interrogation room, he broke them down brilliantly. Back then, the only TV series close to Cracker in tone and intensity was NBC's Homicide: Life on the Street, which was introduced that same year. It also had a cop, Frank Pembleton, played by Andre Brower, who was a genius at extracting confessions. Frank was abrasive, but Fitz is even worse. He's got a drinking problem, he smokes, he's overweight, and he acts with undisguised arrogance, as if he were the smartest person in the room. He almost always is. Years ago, ABC tried an Americanized version of Cracker, starring Robert Pastorelli, who played the house painter on Murphy Brown. Terrible casting, terrible show. But these days on television, there's an obvious descendant of the Cracker character and sensibility. Hugh Laurie, playing an equal opportunity offender and a brilliant surgeon on the Fox series House. Fitz and House, it's easy to imagine, could almost be friends. Jimmy McGovern, the talented TV writer who's also responsible for the current BBC America miniseries The Street, seen on Tuesdays, wrote Cracker then. He's re-teamed with Coltrane for tonight's movie, which revisits the character a decade later. They agreed to do one more, Coltrane has explained, because McGovern found something new he wanted to explore. Boy, did he ever. The name of tonight's telemovie is Cracker, A New Terror. But that's only the title here in the United States. When it was shown back in the United Kingdom, its title was Cracker, 9/11. And the first murder victim in the drama is a visiting stand-up comic from America whose act made fun of the IRA for being overshadowed by Osama bin Laden. One of the unsettling things to absorb in this new Cracker is how openly everyone talks about being anti-American in general and anti-George W. Bush in particular. Not in any preachy political sense, but just as an accepted overall attitude. Even the American mother of the victim accepts as much, but insists that her son, a liberal comedian, was different. "My son wasn't American," she insists, angry that he was targeted for murder. "He was a New Yorker." In this telemovie, as in Columbo, whodunit isn't part of the mystery. We see the killer and the killing right away. The drama comes from watching the hero identify and then trap the murderer. But this time, there's just as much weight put on the motive. The killer is himself suicidal, but murders because he can't find the strength or the weakness to take his own life. And it's not revealing any of the key secrets in this new Cracker to reveal that the killer, years before, was a British soldier assigned to Northern Ireland. His post-traumatic stress disorder plays out in a desire to make someone pay for the deaths of his fellow soldiers. Deaths rendered less meaningful, he fears, after the global terrorism of 9/11. He directs his anger, his murderous rage, at Americans. And confronting a second potential victim, a wealthy businessman from the U.S., he takes the time to explain why. It's not coincidental that a news report from Iraq is playing on television at the time, or that the killer, while he's talking, raises the TV's volume to match his escalating rage and to mask the sounds of his victim.
What do you want?
I want revenge for every British soldier killed in Northern Ireland.
So?
So, I'm here.
I've never been to Northern Ireland.
Of course not. You're too frightened. Too many bombs going off, right?
Right.
Yeah. Bombs bought with American dollars. Every bullet that hit every British soldier bought with American dollars. Every bomb bought with American dollars. Every... You're not listening.
I am.
The fact is, I don't think Basra is Baghdad.
You funded terrorism for years. And then hallelujah. You get what's coming to you. 9/11. And suddenly you don't like terrorism one little bit. I call that hypocrisy.
The hunt for this killer is exciting. And the acting, by Anthony Flanagan as the troubled ex-soldier, and especially by Coltrane as Fitz, couldn't be better. It takes a long time for Fitz to identify his prime suspect. But when the two of them wind up in that interrogation room, it's terrific. Fitz follows an expected line of questioning with a seemingly unrelated one.
What did you think of 9/11?
What?
What did you think about 9/11?
What's that got to do with this?
Well, what did you think?
As it turns out, everything. For a valuable perspective about that tragedy that you're not likely to see anywhere on scripted TV in the United States, make sure to watch tonight's Cracker on BBC America. The title has been diluted, but the drama and the message arrive in full force.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.